Hello everybody, good morning. I am currently walking down the streets of my city right now and it's a very sunny day. God's message to you is that when you are blessed, use it to be a blessing. When you are blessed, bless others with it. When God lifts you up, use it as an opportunity to lift others up. When you are blessed beyond measure, come on, use it to lift up others. Not everybody in this world are prosperous, but everybody will be content and prosperous if we can develop that attitude of hospitality. We should always help people in our lives. No matter who you are, your status, or where you are, help people. Whether you are rich or poor, whether you are big or small, whether you are young or old, whether you are in whatever country of the world, whether you are black or white, whether you are fair or dark, whether you are a Negroid, a Mongoloid, a Capoid, a Caucasoid, an Australoid, I don't care. But we should use every opportunity we have to help others. Help people around. Help people around. Help people. Help the poor around you. Help the needy around you. You see, they are needy so that you can be of help to them. Help them. In whatever capacity, you may not have millions of dollars to give to them, but be of a blessing to everyone you come across. Every day, bless at least one person. If you do that, then you will see God's hand and blessings upon your life. Help people. Help people. Don't allow anybody around you go hungry. If you have what it takes to feed someone, if you have what it takes to bless somebody, and the opportunity comes to bless somebody, do it. You know why? God will always bless you for every good thing you do to humanity. Every good thing you do to humanity. Help people. The Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with your whole heart, and thou shalt love the neighbor as yourself. That's the scripture. Love your neighbor as yourself. Whether your neighbor is a male or female, whether your neighbor is a Christian, a Muslim, a pagan, a Shintoist, a Buddhist, whatever religion, as long as they are human beings, be of help to them. That can go a long way to bring them closer to Jesus. You should not segregate. You should not discriminate. Because the person is not rich. or the person is not influential as you, is no excuse to withhold your hand of compassion from them. Be an extension of Jesus to everybody you come across. Be an extension of God's presence. Let everybody you come across feel God's presence. Let everybody you come across feel God's presence. I told you yesterday that you have to live your life in such a way that people will come to Christ because of you. I told you that the container is so attractive that will make you want to get the content. No matter how beautiful the content is, if the container is bad, nobody will get the content. Hello? If the container is bad, no one will want to get the content. You see, Jesus Christ is inside you. But can people see Jesus Christ outside you? Is the question you need to answer. Everybody across the world, we know that as Christians, we have God Almighty living in us. But my question is, can this same Jesus be seen from outside? Can people look at you and thank God for you? Can people look at you and receive Jesus because of you? Let your life be a light for the Gentiles. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your life show for Christ, because people do not know God. They know you. People who've never met Jesus, they met you. You see, people no longer have time to read the Bible. But can you make yourself a Bible that people read? Most people love Jesus, but they won't serve Jesus, because the people who are serving this Jesus, their life is the very opposite of the character Jesus. Most people will love to serve God. They have read the Bible. Most of them have seen the hand of God. It's not every unbeliever that hates Christ. Most unbelievers love Christ. But you know why they love Christ? They love Christ because of his power. But they are actually afraid to serve Christ. But why they are afraid to serve Christ is because the very people who are serving this Christ are so unlike Christ. That's what we should know. They are so unlike their Christ. So if Christians can be this terrible, then unbelievers will not see any use serving him. And most people are unlike their Christ. If you check the lifestyle of so many Christians, you will discover that the way some Christians live, the way some Christians behave, the way some Christians are so bad, even unbelievers, to an extent, are more morally upright than some Christians. It ought not to be so. By the name of God, I implore you, as I walk on these streets, I implore you by the mercies of God to always live life in the way of the Lord. To live your life in the way of the Lord. To live your life in the way of the Lord. When you live your life in the way of the Lord, then you will be able to lead many people to Christ. If we want to change anything in this life, we must start by changing ourselves. If we ever want to change anything in this life, we must start by changing ourselves. If you cannot change yourself, then don't even bother about changing others. Jesus said, take off the log from your eyes before you try to take off the speck in the eyes of another. I want to ask you, can your life be a testimony of the character of Jesus? The word Christian means someone who is like Christ. And the word like Christ there means a little Christ. Your life should be a testimony. You should be a little Christ. At least through you, souls will be saved. Not just by your preaching, but by your conduct, by your appearance, by your speech, everything you do should reflect the nature of Jesus Christ. If the way you are living is not reflecting the nature of Jesus Christ, something is wrong. Let God use these few minutes and groom you to start living a life worthy of emulation. And let me ask you a question right now. With the way you are living right now, will you like if people copy your lifestyle? Because whether you like it or not, there is someone somewhere learning from you. Impact this world positively. Do not be a thorn in people's flesh. Do not make people regret knowing you. Do not live a lifestyle that when people remember your name, they shed tears, their heart breaks. Some of you, the way you hurt people The way you break people's hearts, when people remember you, their heart breaks. Stop hurting people. Stop making people regret knowing you. Stop making people remember you and they're in tears. And some of you, because of your bad character, you have made other people to start suspecting people. Nobody wants to trust anybody again. If all you did in someone's life was to make somebody to start suspecting others, you will pay. Do you know how the breakthrough others could have received, the open doors others could have gotten, the blessings that could have reached others that you hindered, God will make sure you pay for it. Live a life worthy of emulation. You ask yourself, with the way I am living my life right now, can others copy from me? Ask yourself those questions. With the way I am currently living my life, can others copy from my lifestyle? We need to ask ourselves those questions. When people come in contact with you, how do they leave your presence? Some of you, the way you live your lives, people leave your presence angry and leave your presence with a terrible look. Others leave your presence painfully. It ought not to be so. By living your life in the right way, you ensure that both you and your progeny will be blessed for it. Because the scripture says that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The scripture says so. I don't want you to remember these words today. Think on them and let God's Spirit lead you to being a good example and to making sure that your life is a blessing to everyone around you. God bless you.